Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 9, The Opulences of Krishna, Part 2, A Comparison Between Material and Spiritual Worlds. While Lord Chaitanya was speaking to Sanatan Goswami about the opulences of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya was deep in ecstasy, and in that transcendental state, Lord Chaitanya cited a verse from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in which Uddhava, after the disappearance of Krishna, told Vidura, Swayam tu asanya tishayas tri adhisha swa rajya lakshmi apta samasta kama balin haridbish chiraloka palai kirita koti edita padapita. Krishna is master of all demigods, including Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the expansion of Vishnu within this material universe. Therefore, no one is equal to or greater than Krishna, and Krishna is full in all six opulences. All the demigods engaged in the administration of each universe, Brahmanda, offer their respectful obeisances unto Krishna. Indeed, the helmets on their heads are beautiful only because they are decorated with the imprints of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Similarly, it is stated in Brahma Sanhita, Ishwara Paramaha Krishnaha Sachid Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and no one can be equal to or greater than Krishna, who is also known confidentially as Govinda. And although masters of each and every universe, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu are only servants of the Supreme Lord Krishna, that is the conclusion. And as the cause of all causes, Lord Krishna is the cause of Mahavishnu, who is the first incarnation and controller of this entire material creation. From Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashayi Vishnu and Kshirodakashayi Vishnu come. Thus, it is Krishna who is master of Garbhodakashayi Vishnu and Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, and Krishna is also the Supersoul within every living entity in this universe. In Brahma Sanhita, it is also stated, Yasyaika nishvasita kala mathavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagad andanatha vishnur mahansa iha yasya kala vishesho govindam adi purusham tamahang bhajami. By the breathing of Mahavishnu, innumerable universes are produced, and in each universe there are innumerable Vishnu tattvas. But it should be understood that Lord Krishna is master of all of them, and they are but partial plenary expansions of Krishna. From revealed scriptures it is to be understood that Krishna lives in three transcendental places. The most confidential residence of Krishna is known as Goloka Vrindavan, and it is there that Krishna stays with his father, mother, and friends. It is there that Krishna exhibits his transcendental relationships. It is there that Krishna bestows his mercy amongst his eternal entourage. And it is there that Yogamaya acts as Krishna's maidservant in the Rasalila dance. This is how the residents of Vrajabhumi think. Oh, Krishna is glorified by particles of his transcendental mercy and affection, and we, the residents of Vrindavan, have not the slightest anxiety only due to Krishna's merciful existence. And, as stated in Brahma Sanhita, Goloka Namni Nijadhamni Tale Chatasya devi mahesha hari dhamasu teshu teshu te te prabhava nichaya vihitas chayena govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. All the Vaikuntha planets within the spiritual sky, known as Vishnu Loka, are situated below the planet known as Krishna Loka, or Goloka Vrindavan. And in that supreme planet, Krishna enjoys transcendental bliss in multiple forms, and all the opulences of the Vaikunthas are fully displayed in that one planet. The associates of Krishna are also full with six opulences. It is stated that the material energy and the spiritual energy are separated by water, which is known as the Viraja River. That river flows from the perspiration of the first Purusha incarnation, Mahavishnu. On one bank of the Viraja is the eternal nature, unlimited and all-blissful, which is called the spiritual sky. And this is the spiritual kingdom, or the kingdom of God. The spiritual planets are called Vaikunthas because there is no lamentation and no fear. Everything is eternal. The spiritual world has been calculated to comprise 3/4 of the energies of the Supreme Lord, while the material world is said to comprise 1/4 of Krishna's energy. But no one can understand what this 3/4 is, since even this material universe, which comprises only 1/4 of Krishna's energy, even that cannot be described. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 9, The Opulences of Krishna, Part 2, The Comparison Between the Material and Spiritual World. Recorded July 23, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Yashomati Nandana Braja Bharo Nagara Gokula Ranjana Khanna Gopi Parana Dhana Madana Manohara Kaliya Damana Vidhana Kamala Harinam Ami Avilasa Kamala Harinam Ami Avilasa Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.